Blog Talk Radio. disconnect.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to another Sunday of Let's Talk. I apologize for the delay. I know this music quiet place from Pastor Tori had started, but then the phone turned off, and I had to ask Minister Sheila to call in so that we could try to get reconnected. So once again, I apologize for the delay, and we thank God for you all calling in, listening via the internet or whatever methodology you're using in order to call in and pray for us and support us. This is Cecilia. We'll have Minister Sheila start off with prayer and share whatever the Lord has given her, and then I will be back. So have a great and wonderful day, and pray with us according to your God-given prayers.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And we'll start off by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, I thank you, our Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for another day, because I know if it wasn't for the love and the mercy and the graciousness of you, we would not be here today. Just want to say I thank you no matter what you might think the means of you waking up today. If it wasn't for the grace of God and the Son, you would not have heard it. You would have not felt it. You would not have seen it. It was through His love for us that He decided to give us another day of life, another new day to birth the joy and to praise and to understand and to follow and to get more into the life of the Father and the Son that have given us life, that have made this world for us to live in. Father, I look upon you, that's the head of my life, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. Lord, without you, I would not be here. We would not have been made another day to see, walk, talk, and to share life without you. God, I thank you for this day. I cannot thank you enough. I wake up in the middle of the night, during the day, 24/7, whenever you can, you should say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Because so many of this evilness, this devilishment, these demons, this harm, hurt, and danger of people out here playing games, think it's fun to hurt, take, and despise others. But we need to pray every day in and out for the Lord to keep all the harm, all the hatefulness, all the damnation from around us and our families, and to bless our babies, our kids, our families, our sisters, our brothers, our mothers, our fathers, all your bloodline family and spiritual family line. Lord, I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I thank you for Minister Cecilia Kaiser Wright. I thank you for Minister Brandon. I thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas. I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser. I thank you for Elder Kathy Kentle, Dr. Serena Wright. I thank you for each and every person on this earth that is the leadership from you to you and to teach all us about you. Lord, I thank you for my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my grandsons, my nieces, my nephews, my aunts, my uncles, my sisters, my brothers, my bloodline, and my spiritual line. I just ask, thank you. I just ask and ask and ask people to thank you for each and every day, for the person I can walk past and don't have to worry about being hurt. Some people you can walk past and never know that might be the last person that you have walked past or seen in your life. Lord, I thank you, and I ask you to bless us all, to send your guardian angels to teach us and to help us learn more and be able to teach more and to heal more and to feel more of you. Lord, I cannot thank you enough, but I thank you for that. You can bless all of us with our health problems. our finance problems, or whatever problems we think we have, we need to thank you because they can always be so much worse. Some people don't have houses to stay in, food to eat, clothes to wear, nothing. But yet they still have the thought and the blessings and the knowledge of God. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you and I thank you for working with my blood family, my spiritual family, and my earthly family. I ask you to bless each and every mother, father, sister, brother, child on this earth, to bless these young men, these young ladies, and to cover our babies that they go back and forth to school and to home. Lord, I just need you to care and to protect each and every person on this earth and to help us learn and to treasure and to want to learn more about you and to live more for you. I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. And he'll go back, and I'm going to turn it back over to the hands to Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I thank God, as Minister Sheila said, I thank God, and I thank God again. We have to be thankful. God deserves all the worship. He deserves all the praise. And we have to not only be thankful for what he's doing for us, but there's so much that he's already done. As Minister Sheila prayed, you know, he woke us up this morning. He allowed us to go here or go there, walk past this person or that person, allowed our children to go to school. I mean, he's done so much for us. But how many times have we said thank you to him for all that he's done? How many times have we even acknowledged what he's done? How many times have we taken it for granted the same way we take for granted the oxygen that we breathe? How many of us understand that breathing is not something that you're entitled to, but it's a gift? Well, I'm yet learning that not only do I need to be thankful for the oxygen that I breathe, the food that I eat, the family that I have, the job, the ability to go here and there, the ability to have senses. As Minister Sheila said, things can be worse. There's somebody that's worse off than you. A matter of fact, there's more than just somebody. There's many people worse off than you. People in third world countries that don't have electricity and things of that sort. So today I would like to remind us of just how grateful we need to be. And so if we look at life that way, we'll realize how important it is to be restored back to God, and how important reconciliation is. Some people are falling out with their family members. They're falling out with their loved ones. They're falling out with their spouses. They're falling out with their friends and so-called friends, when the core principle of life and of the body is reconciliation. And a part of the model that Jesus left us was that of discipleship. So how can we live a life before mankind, humankind, humanity, if we do not know how to be reconciled with one another? Forgiveness. We all want forgiveness, but sometimes we're kind of stingy with giving it out. But see, that's a whole other message. Some of the things that we are worried about in life are not what we need to be worried about in life, because we don't need to worry about anything. We actually just need to pray and trust God. Some of us are wondering, okay, why am I not growing in life? Why am I not maturing in life? Not just in my finances, but in the way I think. Apostle Sandra Thomas, the late Apostle Sandra Thomas, used to call it stinking thinking. Why is it that the social dynamics in my whole life are not doing what I think they should be doing? Why is it that the things that I do and I say don't line up with the word? Why is it that I'm not being a good steward over the things God has given me, including the temple that he's given us, the body that he's given us, the finances that he's given us? What do we need to do so that we can be better stewards of what God has given us? Well, if you talk about fornication, somebody's going to be mad because they're going to be like, oh, why are they picking on that? Well, sin is sin. Adultery is sin. To be honest, murmuring and complaining is sin, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, and the peace that surpasses all understanding is what God wants us to have. And so if we look at the things in life, we realize that some of us obey our flesh more than we obey the Spirit of God, because we allow that to be our God. So whether it's fornicating, whether it's lying, whether it's, some people call it shacking up, whether it's living together, whether it's doing things to sabotage someone else's blessing. How many of us are so jealous, covetous, and envious of other people until we forget how to celebrate them? So how can we show people the good stewardship of God if we can't even show them the good stewardship of love? You may say, well, how does that even go together? Do you know how to treat people? Do you even want to treat people right? Do you love your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers, your aunts, your uncles, those people that Minister Sheila prayed about? Do you really love them? Well, agape love is unconditional love. Phileo love means I like you when you're doing something for me, when you're doing what I want you to do. You know, you're actually walking around and acting awkward towards people just because they're not being your little mini-me. But see, if they be your little mini-me, then you're going to be upset with them again, saying, why are they always trying to be like me? So as we learn to be stewards of God's love, we have to learn how to also be stewards in allowing humanity, man, to be who man is. So my sister, Minister Sheila, my sister, Minister Sylvia, we all grew up in the same house, but we're not identical. Even if we were identical twins, we wouldn't be identical. My parents had to treat us all differently. They didn't treat Sheila the way they treated me. They didn't treat me the way they treated Renee. They didn't treat Renee the way they treated Sheila. They did not treat us the same because we all had different personalities. We didn't even like the same foods. You can have a chicken, and we all like different parts of the chicken. You could have something that we're watching on television. My sister Sheila can just do a marathon on Perry Mason and Matlock. My sister Renee, she can do just a little marathon on the various movies that'll make her laugh and stuff like that. And then you can have me that I can actually all day just listen to the various church programs over and over and over again with different messages. But one of the things that I've learned is that we all reconcile with one another differently too. The way Sheila forgives is not the way that I forgive. The way Renee forgives is not the way I forgive. But we all need to forgive the way God forgives. Because God is the reconciler. God knows how to do just what he said. God knows how to facilitate communication. God knows how to facilitate face-to-face communication, over the phone communication, over the internet communication. But one of the things that we have to learn how to do is to emulate God in how he reconciles. There's many roadblocks to reconciliation. As we talked about them earlier, their jealousy, their covetousness, their all of the things that separate us from God. But why do we allow those things, whether it's money, whether it's prejudice? You know, some people are not going to reconcile with you just because you don't look like them. Racism is racism because it means I don't like you just because of your race is different than my race. Sexism means I'm not going to treat you right or look at you right because you're a different sex than me. So all of these prejudices that are out here can't be a part of reconciliation, because reconciliation means not only do I celebrate you, but I celebrate the difference in you. What would it be like if we were to actually celebrate the diversity of one another? If I looked at you and you were taller than me, shorter than me, larger than me, smaller than me, and I celebrated that difference. See, that's what God does. He celebrates us, and he celebrates the differences in us, and he loves us because he created us. So when I look at you, why don't I see the beauty that God sees in you? Your height is beautiful. Your weight is beautiful. Your looks, your face, all of that is beautiful. Why isn't that what I see? Why is everything, if I'm a prejudiced person, do I see things that I so-called hate? Well, that's the devil, you know, because the reality of it is that it's all rooted in pride, unforgiveness, covetousness, jealousy, and envy. See, the devil is jealous of each and every one of us, because guess what we got? We got the opportunity to reign with the Father. We got the opportunity to worship him in spirit and in truth. He lost that. So now he's miserable, and he's going to be in hell miserable, and he wants people with him. Why? Why do that when God can have you blessed on this side of heaven? You go on trips. You can have your bidwiz tournaments. You can have your bowling tournaments. You can have your Monopoly tournaments. You can have your, I just want to go on a girl's trip. I just want to go on the man's trip. You can have all of that and still obey God and love God. See, that's the kind of God we serve. When we walk in discipleship, the model of discipleship that God has given us, when we walk in forgiveness, when we walk in reconciliation and restoration, we'll support one another. We'll love one another just because God loves us, not because we deserve it, but because of whose we are. He'll bless us. He'll cause us to walk in a life that worships him and worships him in spirit and in truth. It will cause us, instead of sitting around gossiping about one another, we'd actually be united in prayer for one another and be praising God and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, that's what true reconciliation does. Reconciliation says it's okay to be different. Reconciliation says I celebrate you. I celebrate you, my niece, my nephew, my sister, my brother. I celebrate you, my son, my daughter. I celebrate you. I celebrate you no matter what you do or no matter what you say. You don't have to look like me. You don't have to act like me. But one thing you may have to do that it surely should be a requirement, I do need you to respect me. We do need to respect one another. We need to honor one another. We need to love one another unconditionally. Now, see, that's hard because pride tells us we have the right to do this. We have the right to do that. Pride causes us to walk in things that says, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, when I'm going to do it, and if you don't like it, it's just too bad. But see, the love of God says, what can I do to make you feel better? What can I do to show you how much I love you? What can I do to give you something that you want, not necessarily even something that you need? How can I bless you? Not because you deserve it, but because I serve a God that blessed me so until I feel an unctioning in my spirit to bless you, because the more I bless you, the more God's going to bless me. So some people don't understand that their immaturity and their lack of growth is because of their immaturity in giving. God gives his love unconditionally. He gives it freely. But some of us give ours conditionally. So then guess what? Your growth and your maturity is conditional, meaning that as we learn to be like God and as we learn to obliterate and annihilate these hidden prejudices that's in our lives, these things that we condone that we shouldn't condone. Why does someone dislike you or hate you? Is it that you really did something wrong to them that they haven't forgiven you for? Or is it because of their own insecurities or their own witchcraft or their own allegations or the lies or things of that are really hidden? The truth is hidden. Whether it's this or that, what we need to do is seek God so that God can give us the strategies to be a reconciler. That's a ministry in all by itself. What about if you ask God not just to bless you, but to bless you with the ministry of reconciliation? They just showed a video on on the internet, and it showed where these two cats were fighting. And do you know the cats were tearing each other up? And all of a sudden, these dogs came over and broke up the cat fight. Now, who ever saw that before? I've never seen cats fighting and then dogs coming to break it up. Now, in life, how many of us are doing things to break up fights, to break up misunderstandings, just to make sure that we walk in peace? Not meaning that it's always a natural physical fight. Some fights are spiritual. Jealousy, covetousness, enviousness. Those are a lot of times, I don't like you just because my sister don't like you. I don't like you just because my brother don't like you. I don't like you because you told a lie 50 years ago and I still haven't forgiven you for it. But yet God forgives us every day. Well, the reality of it is on today, if you haven't heard anything else that we've talked about, I pray that you ask God to give you the blessing of being a person that walks in the ministry of reconciliation. Be a reconciler. Reconcile your brothers and sisters. Reconcile your mothers and your fathers. Reconcile your so-called friends. But most of all, reconcile the fact that you need to be a believer in Jesus Christ. You need to obey God. And please stop selling yourself short. If he don't put a ring on it, then he don't get it. It's just that simple. If she don't put a ring on it, she just don't get it. Quit allowing your flesh to dictate what your mind and your body and your soul does. God wants to bless you to be a blessing. And as a reconciler, not only will you be rich in your spirit, but you'll be rich in your giving, and you'll be rich. They'll know you as the blesser. You know what? I have some family members that I know as the blesser. But I have some that I also know as the sabotager and the backstabber and that. But you know what I'm going to do for them? I'm going to pray for them and pray that God shows me how to be a reconciler with them. Going to be honest with you, the IRS had came after me for some stuff that I had to get together. Not that I did wrong, but because I had it happen to me before where they did it, and then 9 years later they gave me the money back. Well, in that, they took some money from family members that had a bank account in my name that I didn't know they had in my name. Because when I helped them open up the bank account, it was when I was over a certain thing in our family. So when I left, my name should have been taken off the account. But my name wasn't taken off the account. So then when I came clean with the IRS and told them all the accounts I had and all the money that I had, of course I didn't tell them about the bank account that my family had that had my name on it because I didn't know about it. So they guess what the IRS did? They cleaned that account out. And that's what they should have did because it made it look like I was telling a lie, that I didn't expose to them all of the monies that I had. But once again, I didn't know about it, and my family should have taken my name off the account when I left, but they didn't. So the family was mad at me. They're probably still mad at me, but God knows I still love them. But I was mad at them because I felt that they used my name and they used my credibility and that they betrayed me. I felt like I said earlier, like they had sabotaged my credibility. So I was mad at my family for a while. And then here recently, when things started getting right, I realized my family was saying, well, the IRS took my money, so you owe it to me. The devil is a liar. I don't owe you nothing. You need to go to the IRS, sue the IRS, and get your money back. Because my reconciliation in this part is that I'm no longer walking in unforgiveness. I'm no longer feeling betrayed by them, but I love them. But one thing is for sure, it is easy to love people when they're doing things lovable. But it's hard to love someone when you feel betrayed. And as much as we've betrayed God, he still loves us. So I love my family. I forgive my family. But guess what? I'm going to be honest with my family. Get your lawyer. Go and you and them get to the IRS. Because the truth is, my name shouldn't have still been on the account. And the other truth is, I still love you. And I apologize for letting the Lord use me in a way that was this way. Meaning when I say I apologize for letting the Lord use me, he used me to get the bank account. I should have made sure that my name was off of the account before I left, but I didn't. So that's on me too. So I have an accountability and a responsibility to my family and to God. So part of my reconciliation, forgiving them, part of my reconciliation is that I will help them. I will give my testimony or whatever and tell the truth that I didn't know that my name was still on the account. I didn't know about the account. I'll do all of that. But guess what? Envy, strife, and unforgiveness would not have let me get to this place. It would have made me still be walking around about, oh, my name. Oh, what about your name? Your name is Christian. That's my name. My first name is being a Christian, a servant, a daughter of the Most High God. And everything else just doesn't matter. So if you haven't heard anything else on today, I pray that you heard reconciliation. And why did I talk about the IRS? Because one thing is for sure, money is a whole bunch of people's God. There's a whole bunch of marriages and relationships and various things breaking up over money. So guess what? I shared my recent testimony with you about a money issue that almost caused me to cuss. And guess what? I don't even cuss and say bad words, but I almost did. Okay, love you. And here's Minister Sheila.
Thank you for the words. Thank you for the message for the day of knowing and to believe in each other and your family. Do anyone have anything to say? You can speak up now or, you know, you just have a nice day. But I thank each and every one of you for listening for each and every Sunday morning. It'd be Let's Talk with Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser. Oh, my goodness, Lord, forgive me. You know, but I guess I need to, you know, pray for her. She needs to pray for me. We need to pray for each other. Mm-hmm. And Minister Brandon Kaiser, I thank you for each and every person that's ears, hearts, and souls for today to let them know that God is the leader. God is our head. God is the tail. He is the beginning and the end. He's all in the middle. He's the surrounding that you can never, never hide from. So don't think what you open up in that closet door is still in that closet, because he can see more of what was going on before you even close the door. I just need to say I thank you for each and every one of you listening, for each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Let's Talk with Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, forgive me for this morning. And I ask you to listen every Monday night by Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and myself, Minister Kaiser, with Iron Sharpening Iron at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Friday night with Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's ask each and every one of you to listen and to pray and to whatever you do. Don't think you can go a day, not a minute or hours, just to say, God, I thank you. For some, walk out the front door, wherever they may live. and don't be able to walk back into that front door or that back door or however it is. Like I said, as you walk through this world, you don't have to walk past somebody. You can drive past somebody or they can drive past you. You never know where the devil is lingering. All I just say, each and every day, every second day, hour, a minute, you should thank God and the Son, Lord Jesus. Because some, you say, I just seen them 5 minutes. And they will never see another minute again. I say thank each and every one of you. And don't forget to bless and to pray and to thank God and each and every family member. Because, yes, some of us have family and some of us don't. But, yes, you always have a spiritual family with God and our Son. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. So love each and every one each day. Because some don't have to, none to love at all. But God loves us all. So thank God for another day. And when you see someone, hug them and say, may God bless them as God has blessed you. Thank you, and have a safe and wonderful, beautiful day. Bye.